This podcast is brought to you by Most Valuable Podcasts, saving your day from boredom with the best podcasting entertainment.
May the force be with you, everybody. Ricky Widmer here, along with fellow man-child Johnny Carlick.
Ricky, I am your co-host.
Did he really? I don't think he said that in the original.
No, he didn't.
That's the one thing. Everyone goes to Luke, I am your father.
Well, he did
never
mention,
literally said that.
No, he's... Because Luke says, my father's dead. No, Luke, I am your father.
Yeah, but he doesn't say the exact Luke,
I am your father. Well, I didn't say I was your father
don't
either.
Don't know where the hell that all kind of came up with everything. Also, by the way, before we get into Last Jedi review, everybody, welcome in to our review, whether you're listening on Blog Talk Radio or you're watching us on YouTube. But I rewatched the episode. I trilogied it yesterday. I had nothing going on a Saturday.
I
basically trilogied all Saturday. It was awesome. The one thing I was upset with, though, after I trilogied, because I watched the originals, hashtag Han shot first, and the thing I hated was TNT. I'm like, oh, New Hope's on. I'm going to watch it again. And I had to stop because guess what version they used? Han did not shoot first in their version. I immediately turned it off. Hashtag Han shot first. Hmm. Han shot first, Johnny. That's how it should always be. And that's how it is.
But, oh, they tried to make him the victim on that one.
Yeah. That's what they did when they did the whole CGI thing in the second re-releases. But welcome in to our Last Jedi review. Before we get into it, a little bit of housekeeping like I always do for podcasts. Number one, patreon.com/mostvaluablepodcast. You like what we're doing here. If you're new, after you're done, if you like what we have done for you here, go check out our Patreon. Everything's for free on the YouTube, on Blog Talk Radio, mostvaluablepodcast.com. However, if you want an additional podcast each and every month, you can go ahead and get that for $1. You can get the video for $2. And then also, if you want to join us for a movie review, a podcast, any of the podcasts that we have, for MVP, the $10 tier is where you can do that and join us each and every month. You are at that tier. Also, last two things, we're selling MVP shirts. If you're an MVP fan and haven't got one already, down below in the description is how you do that. And then also, if you're on iTunes, you have an iTunes account, please go and give the Rick and Johnny podcast and all the podcasts at MVP a nice 5-star rating. Give us a good review. It really helps us out in the long run. But Johnny, we're reviewing The Last Jedi. We saw it last Thursday, talking about it now as we record the podcast on Sunday. And I want to ask you this. What are your general thoughts? And the first thing I will ask you with is, should somebody go see Star Wars The Last Jedi?
I think they should. I thought it was a great movie. I enjoyed it thoroughly. Mm-hmm. There's some things I know you're going to bring up when we get out of the non-spoiler.
Well, there are some things in non-spoiler mode that I think I'll hit as well.
Yeah, but there's some stuff but mostly out. Mm-hmm. I get where you're coming from, and there's some it didn't bother me though.
Yeah.
Like it did you. So I think one that you can bring up now is Porgs. I know it bothers you a little bit.
Here's the thing, and I said this to you after the movie.
Yeah.
Porgs are basically Ewoks.
Yeah.
To where I love Ewoks. However, I was a little kid when Ewoks were introduced to me. So,
and I think that's their way of grabbing the younger generation as well. And don't get like that because that's what they did with Ewoks for us. So they had to do it again with someone else.
But when you listen to people who were our age when the originals came out, they hate Ewoks. So now I understand what those people went through.
Yeah.
I understand what they went through because let me put it this way. The one thing I can say for the Ewoks is you can think it's totally stupid that the Empire fell to these cute, cuddly teddy bears. At least they served a purpose.
That's true.
Take Porgs out of the movie, and the movie's the same.
Oh, I completely agree. But, I mean, you have to have something. You're putting something in to grab kids. And I get where they went with that.
I am putting my foot down. We're not talking about Porgs anymore.
You don't get to put your foot down
to
the mouse.
The foot down. We're not talking about Porgs
anymore. You don't
get
to put your foot down to the mouse.
I think that's the first time I've literally put a foot down on this podcast.
I think so.
I'm glad you bring up the mouse because to me, if I'm answering the question, should you go see, it's kind of like, I'm going to relate it to Tim Geddes, what kind of funny said this. When they ask me, should you see Star Wars Episode 8? Of course you should go see Star Wars Episode 8, no matter what we thought. Like, it's one of those movies. Star Wars is a thing where it's so culturally, like,
if you don't go see it, shame on you. Go back under your rock and go watch something that no one cares about.
But here's my main and this is all the spoiler gripes that I had, most of them turned into one non-spoilery kind of complaint that I've had.
Okay.
I feel like this movie more so than, let's be honest, I didn't even feel like this with The Force Awakens. There were parts in this movie where, one, I felt like the mouse had his hands on this.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Where I was like, that was a mouse decision. It was kind of like with Justice League, where you're like, that was a Warner Brothers exec decision and not a Zack Snyder or Joss Whedon decision. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought of here. My second thing with this movie that I think this is more of a greater thing, this movie is the exact reason why if you're going to have a trilogy, the director that you have for one stays through for all three.
I agree with you on
because,
that.
Because, like, I just felt like this movie, I felt like Force Awakens was amazing. And I know that part of that, and people might say, well, Ricky, that's the first time you've seen a Star Wars movie in so long. But it connectionally, like, it made me feel, and, like, it made me go, holy shit, throughout that movie. Like, the final death, screw it. Han Solo, when he died, shook me. Literally shook me in The Force Awakens. Not saying that this movie didn't have moments that made me feel, but I feel there's a disconnect a little bit between, like, here's what J.J. Abrams was doing. Rian Johnson, a little different. And it just, like, lower, higher, wherever you want to put the disconnect. I'm not saying better or worse, but it's just, it's different. And then I feel like it's going to go, I feel like this is my prediction now, when we get to Episode 9, because J.J. Abrams is writing the story for it, it's going to go back to how it was Episode 7. Everyone's going to love it. Like, this is going to be, out of this trilogy, the most polarizing of the three. And then my last kind of general non-spoilery complaint was the worst thing about this movie was the runtime. And the only thing I feel like is, did I feel at the end of it, was I checking my watch? No. But there were a little segments where I was like, not a ton, but like one scene in particular, one part of the plot, because it was basically pointless that they were there.
Mm-hmm.
I did, like, when you had me thinking, like, okay, how's the, I started thinking about the review halfway through it. And if I'm thinking about something, not the movie during your movie, then I'm kind of bored. Like, I was already thinking about structuring things for this during the movie, which during, in that one scene I'm going to get to in spoiler mode, that was completely didn't need to happen at all. I think they could have cut some things and made it shorter.
Oh, Ricky's cutting some stuff.
Well, no. I mean, the big thing I'm going to cut in spoiler mode, I think you'll agree with me. Like, there was a plot point that happened that made a big chunk of the movie irrelevant. It made a huge part of the movie irrelevant. That's what I would cut. It would shorten it maybe by like a half hour, maybe 40 minutes. And then it'd be good. Like, that's the thing where if you're going to nitpick and say, what's the worst thing about this movie? The runtime. Is it something where you're sitting there going like, holy shit, it went so long? No, but there was something in this movie to where it's like, okay, they could have gotten rid of that, made it shorter, and maybe I would have thought it was better because I wouldn't have had that to complain about. You know what I'm talking about?
I'll find out in spoiler mode what you're talking about more specifically.
Is there anything non-spoilery that you think we need to touch? Anything? What did you? Let's put it this way. So we got all the non-spoilery negative out of the way. What did you like about the film without going into spoiler?
Without spoiling it. without spoiling it. I did like a lot of the, like, what fight scenes we got were amazing, even though, like, some of them were kind of short. I don't know if you would agree with that. A lot of the fight scenes were kind of short.
Over in a flash.
Yeah, they were
didn't have a lot of time to bake in my mind.
They were pretty quick, which I feel like in like the older movies we had a little bit longer. I mean, again, those weren't really long either. The fight scenes are never really long, but like these were kind of I felt like they were kind of quick. But I mean, I still liked them a lot.
Yeah,
I liked space battles were pretty good. What we got of them, even the overarching story that wasn't just about our main, like the Jedi characters, that about like the Republic versus the Order.
Yeah.
Were pretty good. And it's not really the Republic anymore. It's the Resistance, right?
No, they're kind of the
The Rebellion.
Yeah. The Rebellion is what they are.
Yeah.
And they're going up against the First Order.
The First Order. Thank you.
Yeah. But the thing that I would think things that I liked about it, our main characters from Force Awakens, loved them. Rey was great.
Yes.
Finn was great. Poe was great. Luke was great. Leia, she was good. I'm going to get to a part with her in spoiler mode that I did not like how they went with her, in a sense, after this part happened. But the thing is, the characters were good. I actually thought that Kylo Ren was better in this one than in The Force Awakens. Like, I'm gonna spoil this. There was, and I'm only saying this because you're not giving it to him, but because before we started this review, you said to me, I don't know who my MVP is, who my show stealer is. And you're like, I kind of almost want to give it to Adam Driver.
No, Driver. I said I didn't.
Well, you said you were like, I'm leaning towards him, but you're like, I don't know if I want, you ended up not.
No, I did. That's not what I said.
I thought you said you were going to give it to him.
No, I said I'm not
going to
give it to him. I was not like enthralled with this. I like the first Kylo Ren as opposed to this one.
Really?
I did. I mean, I'm not saying he did a bad job.
Without spoiling, why? Can you do that without spoiling?
No, it needs to be spoiler.
Okay. We'll say that is something at the end of the podcast, I want to know why.
Yeah.
Because this Kylo Ren, the main reason why I would say I liked him a little more is, except for maybe one scene, I don't want to say that. He was still a whiny bitch in this. But the thing that I like, maybe I liked him more because we got more of the backstory. We got more of the backstory with him and Luke specifically.
Okay, yeah, that part, yes.
We did get more of what happened. You know what? We're just going to go into spoiler mode.
Yeah.
So if you have not seen The Last Jedi, first off, shame on you. Second off, shame on you. Third off, shame off you. You got to go
with off
the,
you. Wow.
Is that what I said?
You said shame off.
Oh, did I say shame off? Shame on you. You have to go ahead and see this movie. We're going to go ahead in spoiler mode. You know what? If you haven't seen it, though, go right on through. So we'll be here. If you haven't seen it, don't want it spoiled, hit the pause button. We'll be here. Go see it. Come back. Then you get to hear us talk about all this spoiler stuff. And then, if you haven't seen it, don't care. We can roll right through. But Johnny, we are now in spoiler mode, and the first thing I want to hit, there was a ton of stuff, like I said, that I didn't like. Here's what I want to do. Mm-hmm. I want to get out of the way everything I didn't like. Get the negative out of the way first. And then there's some things within this story that I think that we can theorize on and have a legit topic on.
Yeah.
I have three main things that I didn't like with this movie.
Okay.
Number one, Snoke. And you might be sitting there going, but Ricky, Serkis did an amazing job as Snoke. He did. I like the character of Snoke.
Yes.
My problem is you sent him on the same path as Darth Maul. You gave me a little bit more than you did of Darth Maul, but you basically did the same thing. He did talk, except he didn't have a double-sided lightsaber that I fell in love with. And
Snoke said something. Yeah. Darth Maul didn't have a single line that I remember.
He had two movies where he talked.
Yeah.
He was a hologram in one, and we actually got to see him in this one. But you did the same thing as Darth Maul. You got me invested in a character, and without telling me anything about his backstory, killed him.
Yeah, you killed him
now
all.
Now I'm never going to know anything. Nothing. Like, and I get that. Some people are going to say, but Ricky, that's the glory of it, because now you and Johnny can talk until you're blue in the face about where Snoke came from. Don't Darth Maul people.
No.
Didn't you learn from the, like,
from that movie?
Didn't you learn, and this goes back to, I want to say this because I watched an old interview with Patton Oswalt. He described right after seeing Force Awakens, he described the whole Star Wars films perfectly. He said 4, 5, and 6 are like your coked out friends from the 70s. where it's like, you guys had so much fun, great ride, you're having fun doing coke. The 1, 2, and 3 are like when they've grown up, they've got kids now, they have a family, and it's like, dude, you used to be cool. Now they're more into government, talking about midichlorians and how they're watching their diet. That's 1, 2, and 3. Then Force Awakens is like they've, and I mean, Last Jedi, I don't know if this fits into it totally, but Force Awakens for sure. Gone through a bad divorce, they're doing coke again, and it's like, well, yeah, this is the friend that I remember from the 70s. That's basically, I heard that and I'm like, that's perfect. That's beautiful. That is beautiful. We don't need, at least they didn't say midichlorians. Yeah. At least they didn't bring up the midichlorians. However, you Darth Mauled Snoke. I didn't like that.
I didn't either.
Number two, they should have killed Leia off when they had the chance.
Like, perfect opportunity.
She's floating there in space and I'm like, this is how they do it. This is exactly how they do it. They kill her off at here, and what they could have done, and this is me, you know how Luke at the end, and we're going to get to Luke at the end?
Yeah.
But Luke at the end, I'm at peace with the Force, and he floats up into the Force, becoming a Force
ghost. Becoming nothing, basically.
Here's what they could have done, and Disney, I'm going to tell you what you should have did, and this is what you should have done. You kill her off right there. Because she's not a Jedi, she can't become a Force ghost. However, she is at peace with her death, and because she is a Force user and not a Jedi, she can come back as a voice. So yeah. She's not a full-on Force ghost, but because she's at peace with her death, she's at peace with her death there, you can then use that as the excuse that she can come back as a Force voice to Kylo Ren and to other characters. You could have even played that in at the end where I get what people are going to say. Ricky, she had to stay alive so her and Luke can meet at the end. What if Yoda is there and then it's like, but what about Leia? Boom, there's the voice. There's the voice you use. I thought that was the perfect chance to kill off Leia and not have to do what you say I always bring up with, I think I only brought up with
cutting.
Carrie Fisher. Not cutting.
Well, you talking
the
about
off-screen
cutting.
Death.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
oh,
now,
yeah, you
because,
and your off-screen
well,
death.
Because now what are you going to do with her in episode 9?
Oh, I agree.
With
no.
Carrie Fisher not being alive anymore. I mean, R.I.P. Carrie Fisher, we miss you. So that
we
was
do.
The best thing at the end, the in-memory
yes,
of Carrie
that,
Fisher.
That hit hard, and it just reminded me that she's gone.
Yeah, and I mean, this was the chance, though, to like give the character justice and also fix the problem that you're going to have for episode 9.
Yeah.
The third
thing. So we don't have a CGI
you know,
Carrie
before
Fisher.
Before I get into the third thing, react to that.
Yes,
I know
let
you
me
have
react
thoughts.
To it. Yes, Ricky, I have thoughts too.
I've
thank
got
you.
One more thing that's the big one.
No, I completely agree. That's where they should have probably just killed her off. And I agree with the force voice thing.
Yeah.
Because she's not a heavy force user like a Jedi would be. I guess I'll use your comparison to how you're labeling
she's
not
a Jedi.
It. She's a Force user, not a Jedi.
Yeah.
Jedi is more like a heavy Force user. That's not specifically.
She probably could have been a Jedi, but she was never trained in the Force.
That's
like
that could be that, or maybe her powers are not where Luke's are, for
maybe.
Example. And I'll spoil it after I say my Carrie Fisher part
okay.
of how strong Luke's is. I agree. They should have killed her off right there, let her die, and let her be a voice. And more, and not even like a heavy voice where like the Jedi can put them their physical being there. Maybe enough where you can hear her, but it's almost like a whisper in your head. Like you're wondering if it's your conscience or not.
Yeah.
Until you like at first you would think it's your conscience, and then you realize this is Leia talking to me.
Mm-hmm. Or if you're in Kylo, this is mom talking to me.
Exactly. It's mom talking to me.
Because imagine that. Like, even late in the film, Luke goes, I saw he has Han's heart.
Yeah.
He has Han's heart. He has Leia's consciousness, and he has her thought process. That could have played both in to where he's got yin and yang of both his mom and his dad.
Could you imagine how hard it would have hit him if it were a forced voice and you could have had a scene like this where it's Kylo Ren. It says he goes, she like goes in her, I forgive you. Or no, because he didn't actually do it. Something along the lines of.
Well, I forgive you for killing Han.
Yeah, I forgive you.
Because she knows he did it.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's like, I forgive you. And like just the tears start falling. With it,
how emotionally unstable he is already.
Yeah, with that straight face that he always has still.
Yeah.
Could you imagine how like how hard that scene would hit?
Here's the one thing, and I'm putting my third one off to the side. I'm gonna get there.
Yeah.
But the thing with Kylo is maybe we'll get into why you didn't like this one over the Force Awakens one. Yeah, but
maybe we
the
will.
Thing with Kylo that I'm realizing is the thing that they did beautifully with him is the more you think about it, the more alike he is to Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Than not, because
conflicted.
Well, not just that, like the whole thing in this one is I can turn him, I can bring him to the light. And the thing that's beautiful about it is the way Luke goes to Rey, like everyone's like, why didn't Luke stop her? She needs to learn for herself, because think back to episode 5 and then episode 6. Luke thought, I can bring my father back. He's conflicted. I can bring him back to the light. So this was Luke saying, it's kind of like a very parental thing. I'm not throwing that out there for hints, but we're going to talk about Rey's parents later. Mm-hmm. It's a very parental thing of, you know what? I can do two things. I can tell you that you're wrong and I'm right. But in the end, I can go ahead and stop you. Or I can let you do it and let you learn from it. And that's what Luke chose to do. I'm going to let you go and do it. I'm going to let you learn for yourself why you can't bring Kylo back to the light. Because they had that great fight scene where they're fighting together. And, you know, where it's like where she throws him the lightsaber and he kills the Snoke guard. Just shoots him right in the eye with it.
Yeah, just.
But then at the end, it's like. Come with me. He didn't say to the dark side, but it's basically come with me to this dark side and we can create a new thing. But you know, it's on the wrong side of the good, bad debate.
Yeah, no, exactly. That you thought he was going to maybe join her and when he killed Snoke, and it's like, no, it's just becoming another. I want to be the master. You can be my apprentice.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's becoming, because that was the thought, like sort of the thing with Darth Vader, Luke, and Sidious. It's join me on the dark side. We'll rule the galaxy, and it's like, well, the afterthought or the non said thought was we'll kill Sidious because they rule too. Sith have a rule too.
Yeah, and this wouldn't be let's rule the galaxy. It's just a basically, you know what? The Jedi are gone. The Sith are gone. Let's just kind of do our own thing, but it's still to that coin. Are we on the good side or the bad side?
Well, no, he was still laying with the bad side. I'll stick with that phrasing anyways. Because
so you're like, still saying he would be Supreme Leader Ren?
Well, he was going to stay Supreme Leader, as we saw in the rest of the film.
But did he only do that because he was sent over the line emotionally with Rey saying no, and then everything to come?
No, because he was, we can make the galaxy our own.
True.
Which is like, no.
That's not like, what I'm about,
that's
dude.
That's not the right thing to do. Because he's like, I think he even mentions we can rule, be in charge of the First Order.
True.
Because he's like, he mentioned something about staying with the First Order still.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's not Jedi-ish. That's not the right thing to do. Making the galaxy your own is a selfish thing.
And the one thing that, two things I liked about, since we're in that scene of him and Rey.
Yes.
Two things I liked.
Loved
First
it.
Off, I liked the whole, go ahead, take the lightsaber. Rey goes to take it. Snoke throws it past her, hits her in the head with it, and then puts it back.
Yeah.
Basically a fun twist on, what was it, episode, I think it was episode 6, Return of the Jedi, where he's like, take the lightsaber, kill me, and fulfill your prophecy coming over to the dark side. Basically, where the lightsaber's sitting right next to Darth Sidious. Mm-hmm. And he's like, take the lightsaber and kill me. Kill me, rule the two. You and your dad are now the two for the Sith.
Yeah.
Whereas this was kind of homage to that, but Snoke being like, no, you idiot, I'm stronger than you.
Yeah.
I have force powers greater than your untrained
mind. As he's tossing her around like a ragdoll before that.
Basically. But the thing also with that I liked is that Kylo was the one to kill Snoke. Although they Darth Mauled him, and I'm not happy about that, I'm happy that they had Kylo do it.
Yes.
Because, like, I fist pumped in my seat because it's rule of two.
Mm-hmm.
I killed my master, and now I'm supposed to bring on a young Padawan.
Yeah, an apprentice.
Yeah, an apprentice. A Padawan apprentice. I may be thinking the Jedi side with Padawan stuff.
But the other thing with that was cool is they did the rule to master apprentice. Mm-hmm. They gave you the feeling like, okay, maybe he's coming back. Because it was really cool. I don't know if you caught this. Mm-hmm. Snoke was describing basically his own death without knowing it.
Yeah.
Because you see, he's like, I know all of his thoughts. I know all of his intentions. And he turns the lightsaber to kill, and he's not thinking it's him. He's like, he turns the lightsaber towards his true enemy. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, what?
That was one thing that I've heard. I don't have a huge problem with it.
I don't either.
But I've watched other reviews where they do, where it's basically, hey, you know what? Like, you're supposed to be all Supreme Leader Snoke, but you couldn't hear, oh, wait, the lightsaber's moving next to me? Let me move that away. You know what I mean? Like, you could sense that Rey was going to take the lightsaber, but you couldn't sense that Kylo was going to turn the lightsaber on you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that kind of a thing. But I don't, like I said, don't have a huge problem with that. Here's the thing I want to ask you as I fix my headset.
Yes.
I felt I'm feeling the little like padding come out. I want to ask you this, since we're on Kylo, why do you like Force Awakens Kylo better than The Last Jedi Kylo?
I don't know. Maybe it's just because we didn't get a lot of him in like development.
Didn't get a lot of him in this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, then, like, we didn't get a lot more character development than we did in the first one. I think because the first one was, like, introducing him. It was giving him. And I'm not saying there was no character development. I'm not saying it wasn't good character development. I just didn't like it as much because the most we had was that scene was two things. When he didn't blow up his mom, which was, like, I kind of saw, like, he's not going to do it.
He's not going to blow up his mom.
Not going to do it, pussy. Not going
to
do it.
I already killed my dad. I don't need to kill my mom also.
He's a little bit. He's a mama's boy.
Yeah.
He's not going to do it. But the other thing was the most development we had with him, and there wasn't a lot with him, was
Luke.
No. Story. We finally got the backstory. I'm saying the most development as a character at that moment was with Rey, when him and the two of them were fighting. And then it was like, that one kind of
It's like, okay, here's your good side to your dark side.
Yeah, that's the only part.
Here's your conflict.
They had me on the edge, not literally, but I had me at the edge of my seat. I'm like, what side is he going to do? Because like they had me back and forth. Was okay, he's just kneeling there, not doing anything about it, and then he kills Snoke. It's like, holy shit! And then they're fighting together. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden, join me. Together we can rule the galaxy. The Darth Vader spiel, basically.
Because he wants to be Darth Vader.
Yeah, he does. And I'm like, holy shit, he is going to the dark side. And then as soon as she says no, they just have it. They have it out, sort of fighting over the fighting over the lightsaber.
Here's the thing I want to ask you.
Yeah.
Since you brought up Kylo, you brought up Rey. We'll just get to it right now.
Yes.
Where do you sit on Rey's parents? Do you sit on, right now there's two sides.
Mm-hmm.
Do you sit on the side that I think, in my mind, for perception, I think this is the majority. Majority of the people think, you know what, Snoke is the one who brought the bridge together so that they could talk to each other. Her parents are nobodies. It's exactly like Kylo said. Your parents gave you up for a dollar. They went ahead. They're buried somewhere in a dirt grave, a desert grave on Jakku, which... That was a funny part. Oh, I come from nowhere. No, really, everyone comes from somewhere. Well, I come from Jakku. All right, you come from nowhere.
Basically nowhere.
That was a funny give and take between Rey and Luke. But do you think that her parents were really no one? Or, this is what I think, and I think I'm in the minority here, Snoke was lying to where, yes, he bridged the gap, but there's a reason why he could bridge the gap between Rey and Kylo. Mm-hmm. And that Rey is the sibling to Kylo Ren.
You know, I'm completely on board with you on that, because here's the thing. Yeah, maybe Snoke did start.
There had to be something there.
Yeah, exactly. This is insane. Maybe Snoke actually did start that bridge, but it was like a bridge that was already there. He just kind of opened the gate for it.
Yeah.
That's what my thought would be, because just like Luke and Leia, they can at least sense each other. Because it's not as strong with Luke and Leia, let's put it this way, because they can't, like, talk to each other. Because whereas four,
well, they kind of did.
When they kind of did, but let's put it this way: Luke is like a complete Force user. He is a strong Force user. Mm-hmm. Leia's kind of the sort of Force user. Where
both of these two are could be Jedi.
Yeah, they're both Jedi. Yeah. In a sense. Well, yeah, that's how we'll put it. We'll be Force user Jedi.
Yeah,
Jedi is someone who basically can become the Force ghost. Mm-hmm. Uses it super strongly. Leia just doesn't have the strength in the Force. I feel like maybe just naturally she doesn't. Because even in the this and in the other ones, it's gotten stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, the scene.
Yeah, of course. She could be Superman and kind of Superman my way back to the door.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking stupid.
I agree.
I hated that.
She should have. That should have been her death scene. Which is why maybe theirs isn't as strong as whereas... They basically, the two of them put themselves in a Force style room.
Mm-hmm.
They're together. They can't see each other's backgrounds.
Yeah.
But like, even Luke, like when he walked up to her hut, like screamed at her and blew up the damn hut.
Yeah.
Because it's like, stop doing that.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my guess, is for it to be that strong, I don't think it was Snoke putting it together. Because there's another scene afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
He tries to contact her as she's getting on the ship, and she just kind of shuts the door on him.
Yeah,
that's her saying, "No, we're done."
Mm-hmm.
But the that means the bridge was still there.
Here's what I
even
think,
after Snoke was dead.
Here's what I think: the line that Kylo says to Rey, where he says, "I know who your parents are."
Mm-hmm.
I believe that part of him was saying, "I know who your parents are." Basically, you're my sister.
Yeah,
but at that moment, he didn't want to tell her that, so he told her, your parents are nothing. Your parents are nothing. You are no one. Basically trying to kill her spirit.
Yes.
Of saying, you are a nobody. Who makes you think that you are going to do anything because you are nobody? I know everyone's doing the whole, like, inspirational thing of, like, yes, it means that you don't have to have parents who were Jedis to be a Jedi and that anyone can come from nothing. Sure, great, that's fine. However, we're getting back to a story here. I think that was Kylo basically saying, I don't want you to know that you're my sister.
Yeah.
I want to, because you're not going to join me, I want to crush you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to crush your spirit because you are weak. Both of them are weak-minded. Let's be completely honest. Mm-hmm. We even saw it with Rey, where she got to that hole in the ground, and Luke was like, resist it, resist it, resist it, and she went towards it, and Luke was like, why didn't you turn back? Like, that is what I'm talking about. That is what I'm afraid of. Like, he was worried about her just flipping a coin and falling into the dark side because of her curiosity.
Yeah.
And then when she even goes in there, and it's the whole mirror thing of like tick, 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 which was kind of cool with the whole sound thing with the snapping of the fingers. But that even had a thing where she's like, who are my parents? And then her face gets shown.
Yeah.
That could just be, oh, they didn't want to tell us who her parents were. Her parents, like, it's that was basically the symbology behind that, or the symbolism is what you're looking for.
That's
Boondock Saints reference there. What's the symbology behind that? Is basically that was it telling her, you know who your parents, you know who your parents are. You felt it in The Force Awakens when everyone's like, her and Han are like this.
Yeah.
You know who your parents are. And that was that way of telling her, but I think Kylo didn't want to tell her and wanted to crush her.
No, I completely agree, because as soon as she was like saying, as soon as she said no, he brought up the parent thing. He's like, you know who your parents,
I know who your parents are.
I know who your parents are. You know who your parents are.
I know who your parents are. That's kind of
Cartman. You're going Cartman about that? That would be a Cartman thing.
I kind of got that little, did you not get that little vibe of
it? Yeah, kind of.
With how much of a little whiny bitch Kylo is anyways.
But the thing I'm saying with that is he also says, you know who your parents are.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just flips it to, they were nothing. They were no one.
Yeah.
They just dropped you off because they didn't want to take care of it. They wouldn't take care of you. They sold you. That's what I was trying to think
of.
They sold you, and then they're dead in a pauper's grave on Jakku right now.
I know this is a little bit off topic, but I'm going to say it anyways. You want to know the wicked awesome? Yeah, and I said wicked awesome. The wicked awesome Kylo Ren pickup line.
Huh.
I saw today. This came from, and I'm glad he's back. emo Kylo Ren or emo Kylo Ren on Twitter. It says, "Hey girl, am I a Death Star? Because I feel like you should keep trying to rebuild me in spite of my obvious flaws and the lives I've destroyed." There's your new Kylo Ren pickup line.
Wow. That's bad.
But that, back to the thing, I am in the, I think it's the minority. I think the majority thinks our parents are nobodies. But
because it's inspirational.
Not just that. I just think they're trying, like, I think that people are, this is what it's giving me, I'm going to believe it. Where I'm on the side of, no, I think you're trying to trick me. And I, there are, you're giving me hints to where I could be right. But you're trying to trick me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, I think Kylo is lying and trying to break her spirit and to convince her that, you know, no, you can't do anything because you're not anyone. You have no name to yourself. You're just Rey, a Force user.
Now, the thing I want to ask you, and this will be because I got two more things we want to go into.
Two more things.
Well, there's
I'm just messing.
The plot. The thing I pushed off. My third thing. Yeah, I want to get to that. But I also want to get to Luke as well. And I know I said I put my foot down about the porgs, but I can actually, the last thing I wanted to say about that I couldn't say in non-spoiler mode, Chewbacca should have just ate the fucking porg meat.
Again, I keep telling this guy, Chewbacca has a conscience.
Like, this is what I would have done if I was Chewbacca. Go to eat it. They're all looking at me. I see that little fat one and I go, all right, I'm eating you. I'm grabbing you because you've got more meat, and I'm cooking that guy up.
That's you, though. That's what I'm doing. You're not thinking like Chewbacca would think.
I'm telling Chewbacca what he should do, which is...
Don't tell Chewbacca.
I'm writing it into the script, Johnny.
I'm telling
Chewbacca does what I say.
Don't tell Chewbacca what to do. He can rip your arm off.
Or are we going to get... Or do I write in Android Chewbacca? Chewbacca's head...
With spider body.
Spider body. Patton Oswalt style. Is that what we're going... But that's a post-credit scene. We're going to get to that. That's a post-credit scene.
Don't worry. Chewbacca doesn't die.
It's just his head on an Android spider body.
No, I think... It didn't necessarily need to be in there.
The porgs didn't need to be there at all.
No, you're right. But I guess I'm saying porgs was the Disney Star Wars way of grabbing more kids in this part of it.
Let me ask you this before we move on into my next thing I wanted to point up. Did you think there was too much comedy in this one? Do you think they overdid it?
More comedy than I expected, but no, I enjoyed it. So I'm not going to say too much.
I'm going to be on the opposite side of you. Early on, I'm like, oh, cool, they're lighthearted. But by the time we got to the part where the like little frog amphibian things were... That they're just there maintaining huts for some reason. Okay. But when they're carrying the cart and then the stone takes out their thing, it was at that moment I went, I'm sitting there going, that was the one. We were riding a fine line. Okay, cool. I can live with it. And then that was the one to go, and you overdid it.
Tell me that wasn't the mouse's hand that did that.
Oh, that was the mouse's hand.
Yeah.
That's what I said. That's one of my gripes.
I'm just letting it go.
The mouse's hand on this, but I'm still going to bring it up.
I'm just going to let it go at that point because...
Let it go. Let it go.
I'm going to throw something at you.
Don't hold it back anymore.
Well, I wouldn't if you would shut up. Oh, no. I'm not going to really complain about it because I... there was more jokes than I was expecting. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed them, though, for one. The other thing with that is I'm just going to let you remind you what they were.
Okay.
They were inhabitants of the island. They were natives of the island maintaining the huts that the Jedi built.
I'm not upset that they were there.
I know.
You sound
a little upset that they were there in the first place.
They're just getting in the way of my snarkiness from the overuse of some comedy.
Oh, you're taking it out on them.
Yes, that's basically
rude.
What I'm
it's mean.
Doing. But the one thing I do want to get into, and there's two last things.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring in my third thing, my third negative. Then we'll get into Luke and everything. But the thing that I hated most with the, and this goes into the runtime thing.
Okay.
And correct me if I'm wrong, you just told me this off the air, but it was Holdo, Vice Admiral Holdo.
Yes.
She basically, with the whole timeline that she starts, and I'm putting the blame on her. Because basically Poe goes to her, what's the plan? What's the plan? What's the plan? What's the plan? And she goes, oh, I'm sorry. Didn't Leia demote you before her coma crap thing that she went into? I'm just going to say she died. But without her, with her being a little priss about that and not giving the plans to Poe, the whole thing with Finn and Rose happened, where that whole storyline didn't, like, that's my biggest gripe. It didn't have to happen. It didn't have the whole thing where they go to this other planet that's completely, and one of the thing I'm bringing this, a complaint from outside that I didn't really think about, was that that whole planet was CGI. And a lot of people, if you don't like CGI, you're not going to like that part. That's not my problem. My problem is the whole thing about finding the smuggler, sneaking on, getting that, the collector betrays them and gets a reward. The whole thing didn't need to happen. That whole storyline didn't need to happen. It kind of felt like to me, this is what it felt like to me. I know that people are going to say, some people, you might be one of them, oh, well, Poe and Finn developed because of this. And I mean, I think it was you, was it you after the movie that told me that through that, Poe learned how to become a rebel? Was yeah. it you that said that?
No, I didn't, but I don't think I did. Maybe I did.
I don't remember where I heard that from.
But Poe, that's true. He did. With that, he
not Poe, I mean Finn. Finn learned to become
Finn
a rebel.
Finn learned to become a rebel. Poe learned to be a better leader.
Yeah. But my whole thing is, it felt like to me at the end, after all of it was concluded, that because Holdo didn't want to tell Poe the plans, that this was just them going, ah, shit, what do we do with Finn? What do we, how do we fit him in here? Well, he's in a coma. He's in a stasis pod. Fuck, what do we do with Finn? That's what I thought this was. It was a way to have Finn in it without, like, really, like, yeah, you learned to become a rebel, but besides that, did that whole storyline serve any... If they cut it out of the film, would you be mad? I would not.
Oh, yeah, kind of, because what other storyline do you have to feed off of? Yeah, I get it. There was Rey and Luke.
Mm-hmm.
Then what? What other storyline do you have?
No, I'm not saying, like...
No, I mean, that was...
I'm saying cutting that out... You could put in a separate thing with maybe Finn and Poe on the ship, but the whole thing of we got to go find the smuggler, who the guy that they originally went to find isn't the guy that they found. We just see him for a second, and it's basically like the girl next to him goes, what's that? And he goes, don't worry, baby doll, I'm on a fucking roll. He didn't say that exactly, but it was basically, don't worry, blow on my dice, I'm gambling here. Only time we saw him. And then we get this like weird smuggler guy who's the collector who just happens to be in the same cell as them. Like, that whole storyline, like, if there's any storyline that through this movie I'm like, I hated the most, it was the Finn and Rose storyline.
I wasn't opposed to the storyline just because you need something else to fill the time. Otherwise, we would have had the little bit we could pull.
Did like, you, though? Like,
I'm fine with it.
Here's the thing. I will give you, if you said, here's how you phrased it. It's the way you phrased it I don't agree with. If you were to say we needed to give Finn something, fine. But the way you said we needed to fill time goes back to one of my main negatives of they could have made it shorter and it could have been.
Yeah, but again, you can't, it's not all, you don't always want a movie shorter, shorter, shorter. You have to have a movie have a certain amount of time. Mm-hmm. And there, I have no, I really don't have any opposition to what the, that's part of the storyline.
Mm-hmm.
Because we needed to make it this certain amount of time, because otherwise it would have felt, you don't want to make a movie feel rushed either.
Let me,
you're going, if, like, I if wanna, you cut too much, you make a movie feel
let
rushed.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Would a 2 hour or a hour and a half, or not hour and a half, hour and 50 to 2 hour movie, do you think that would be too short of a movie? Just alone.
No, depending on what movie.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they could have, that 2.5 hours, like, even with the people that before we seen it,
mm-hmm.
like, the one guy I work with, he's like, oh, man, 2.5 hours. It's kind of long for a movie. And I was like, yeah, but you know what? It's Star Wars.
Exactly.
I was really hyped coming in. But now after seeing it, I'm like, you know what? Maybe you could have made it a 2 hour movie. Like, all I'm asking is like a half hour. Like, could have made it a 2 hour movie, just under 2 hours, and perfectly, you're fine. I didn't like that whole storyline, and I think it was all set up through a plot hole of Holdo didn't want to tell Poe this.
Yeah.
If Holdo just tells Poe the plan, all of that's for naught. And let's be completely honest, they get caught in the end. It's like, come on. The only things that that served, there were three things that that plot line served. One, Finn learned to become Finn and Poe, the things that they learned throughout. Number two, through Rose, which I hated the kiss, but that's off to the side. I thought that was another mouse decision with his grubby little white paws all over this film. The outcome of at the end, the kid with the ring of like, oh, you know, the rebellion's not dead. Fine. Like that also added a thing. But I think you could also use that without that storyline being there. You could have done it in a different way. Like, oh, people hear that the rebellion's still alive and that sparks an outroar and people are like, you know what, the rebel or the rebel rebellion is still alive. The third thing was it killed off Phasma, which by doing that, I felt like Phasma basically put it in the same category as Snoke and Darth Maul of not exactly Darth Maul, where, okay, we got a little bit of backstory from The Force Awakens, but I was expecting her to go, like, if they were going to kill her, I thought she'd go out a lot cooler and a lot more badassery than she did.
Let's put it this way. I will give you the Phasma thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because yeah, they probably could have like, even like maybe she starts to fall down the way she did into the fire and then jump her pack out of there.
It was originally really cool because it was like, oh my God, it's Phasma. And Poe's like, oh no, no, we saw her die. We saw her die. How is she back?
Yeah.
But then it's just like, hey, like, oh cool, we're fighting. I'm like, cool, we're going to get a cool fight scene between Finn and Phasma. Bam to the face. Oh shit, she's got an eye. Well, she's in the fire now. Bye. That's what I like. That's how I played out to where I'm like, come on, could you have at least done her justice? She's Brienne of Tarth for crying out loud.
No, I agree with you. I think they should have done her better justice. But again, then you need that storyline in there to have had anything for. And again, that I feel like they should have kept her alive.
Also, pod racing. Get the like weird kangaroo motherfuckers out of here. Give me pod racing.
Of course.
I know I hate the prequels, but give me pod racing.
What I was saying was they should have done her more justice and not killed her off the way they did. I agree with you on that. But I feel like that, again, you bring it up that it did the storyline, that little storyline right there, helped develop Poe, it helped develop Finn. So yeah, we kind of do, in a sense, need that because it helped make Finn, I was trying to remember names. Finn more like a better rebel. It made him a better rebel. And it made in the overarching part of it, because that part was kind of detrimental to doing this. Oh shit. That is like, I have been to Gung Ho. I've been to blah 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 blah. I need to start thinking more like this.
Then you know what they needed to change?
Huh.
They needed to change the whole, like, one of two needs to go. Either the storyline of the Finn and Poe, and I'm not saying get rid of it completely. I'm saying let's readjust this motherfucker.
Okay.
Because the thing that it comes back to the root of, like, it comes back to the root of, like, originally I thought, okay, they're coming up with this plan and they're going to eventually save the day. And because of what Finn and Rose were able to do, they're going to get the rebellion off of the ships, then change it to where it's not like, oh wait, you guys are doing it's like the group project. Have you ever been in a group project?
Oh yeah, I hate
where
those.
It's like you have this one person that kind of controls everything and you're trying to ask them like, hey, what can I do to help, and they're not really giving you answers. So you're like, you know what,
that's exactly what this was.
I'm gonna start to do this over here, and then basically when you're like 99.9% done with the work, they go, I don't know why you wasted all that time. We were just doing this. That's what Holdo did. Basically, she was the group leader that was like, oh, you guys were doing that, but we have this. It's like, it just, well, it made me want to just pull out my hair and go, ah.
Hey, the reason she didn't tell him, like,
because she was being a little, like, it was a big dick contest, but, let's be honest.
Well, yeah, but because she didn't tell him, that's why they made the plan to go do this.
I know,
that's what helped them develop. It helped them by her not telling them. And I get it. That I aggravates hate
little
you.
Plot holes that like add on story plots that don't need that. That don't need to be there. Need to be there.
Well, then how, tell me how you develop them then without having something happen like this.
That's first off above my pay grade. Two.
Well, that
I would have like
that. No.
What if? And I know this isn't the sexy option. What if you keep them and it's a whole thing on the ship? Or what if it's, hey, we've got to go because you know what else didn't make sense to me? The whole Maz Kanata thing of like. She's fighting something, and it's like, well, what is she doing? I want to know what she's doing. Like, what the hell was that all about? The whole...
That would have been interesting to know what she was actually up to.
And they gave us nothing, and they're going to give us nothing. And I'm getting off of it. My point is, I felt like that's the whole thing relating back to the runtime. You could have cut that, figured out something else to do with Poe and Finn, and... got your same goal without giving me 30 to 40 minutes of time that I didn't need to go to this planet where you didn't even, like I said,
I would have left it, but adjusted the story.
Like I said, you went for a guy, didn't even get that guy, got another guy. I know that there was this little point in there of like, hey, let's look at this douchebag ship and what he was doing. Oh, Imperial, Imperial, Imperial. Oh, look at this, an X-Wing. Not everyone's as black and white. That isn't, I want to push this into Luke. The whole point of this film, in my mind, is that for Star Wars ever since I was a kid, it's been white and black. The light, the dark, the Jedi, the Sith. You're on this side, you're on this side.
Yes
this,
and no.
This whole film, Qui-Gon, we're not talking prequels. I'm talking four through six.
Even that, yes but and no.
In its roots, it's been light and dark. There are two sides to it. This film to me, and this is bringing Luke into it because of what happened with him and now him being the last Jedi and he's now one with the Force. And now we're left with Kylo and we're left with Rey. This was a whole film of, hey, you know what? There's some gray area. Like I mentioned with the whole Finn thing of like, huh, Imperial, Imperial, Imperial. Huh, here's an X-Wing. He was helping out. Yeah, he was selling to the First Order, but he was also... selling to the good guys as well. There's the whole thing with Rey and Kylo. It's like, yeah, we mentioned Kylo could be on the dark side, but is he truly on the dark side? Or is this just a whole gray area thing and he's just like, we use this in political conversations. Is he right of center? Is he to the dark side of center, but he's not fully dark? Or is Rey towards the middle? That's what I get out of this, especially with the Force of like, yeah, the Jedi are dead. Now what's going to happen? Is it now it might be just one big gray area when it comes to the Force.
My thing with the whole when you said it's black and white, I believe it's Sidious who even brings up there is no like good evil type thing. It's more of a perspective.
Yeah.
Like the Sidious and the not the First Order, but the
Imperial.
Imperial.
Mm-hmm.
It's not black and white. It's
we're talking the dun dun dun.
Yeah,
dun,
like they dun, think. Dun, and I brought it up in one of our other podcasts this week. A great villain thinks that they are the hero, or they're doing what's right for
Kylo
everyone.
Kylo thinks he's doing,
and sort of in a sense, Darth Vader thinks he's doing.
Which the whole backstory between Kylo and Luke, that was interesting.
Yes, it
where
was.
Where Luke, like when Luke tells it, well, first I'll start Kylo. When Kylo tells it, it's, he tried to kill me.
Yeah.
So I tried to escape. Whereas Luke was, yeah, I went to kill him, but then that thought was fleeting. Like that thought escaped me and it was a very fleeting thought. But as that thought went away, Kylo woke up and just saw Luke with a lightsaber. And it's like, shit. It's all about perspective.
Exactly.
It's whatever perspective you're on.
That's exactly what I'm saying. So there is no...
Is that, or are you just glad that I made a point that fits to your point?
Well, that's basically when I say that's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's a matter of perspective.
Mm-hmm. And with Luke, the one thing I'll say, let's get into Luke, and this is what we'll end before we go into our final portion. There's one thing I didn't like with his death. I like the thing at the end, how it's like, you know what, Luke is one with the Force, and he's now at peace with his death. The only thing I wish they would have done is they wouldn't have done the whole meditation thing. I get why they did it. I'm not calling for, like, I would have done it differently is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. But I'm not mad that they did it the way they did. I would have had him actually come in person. And when Kylo kills him, that's when he dies. And that's when he's at peace. Obi-Wan style. Basically what he did. Basically the fight between Kylo Ren and Luke. And I know people are mad to where it's like, you know what? They're putting in all these pieces. Like I mentioned, the Sidious thing with the lightsaber. And we're referencing back to this and that. Let's be honest. They're referencing back to this and that. That's what they're going to do.
Exactly.
And at least they're referencing back to the good ones and not bringing up midichlorians. Let's be complete. Which ones do we want them to bring back? Let's be completely honest with that. But that whole fight was Darth Vader and old Ben Kenobi.
Yeah.
That's what that fight was.
Except a lot more epic.
I just wish it would have been in person so that Kylo would have killed Luke and that's what it would have been. To where he actually would have killed Luke. But I do get where they're going, where he says to Kylo, he goes, I'll be back. Like, basically, I'll be around, and then just goes away. Because he's going to haunt Kylo as a Force ghost, I think.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen. I think that was his way of, instead of being there and dying, and then having to, like, having to Force ghost it that way, he was doing it to see if Kylo would change or not. Because then it's like, well, do I become one with the Force and kind of haunt him and try and bring him back as well?
Oh, I think Luke was dying either way.
Maybe.
I think there was no... Here's the only thing that I find puzzling about the meditation. How does Luke disappear, but the dice stay tangent long enough for Kylo to pick it up? Even though Luke has been faded away long since.
I mean...
Because Luke pretty much faded right after that, right after the fight ended, drops, is exhausted, fades away. He's one with the Force.
The Force, Ricky. God, I mean, Yoda made lightning and set a tree on fire. I think Luke can make a pair of dice stay tangible for a little while longer.
It was one of those things where I'm like, but if Luke faded away into nothing, wouldn't the dice, like, his concentration would have been away.
No.
I'm being nitpicky here.
You are being nitpicky, because let's just say it this way. It's the Force, Ricky. We can't explain it.
But I hate trump cards, and I hate
can't
not explaining
it.
Things.
Can't explain it. It's the Force.
Bullshit. That's what I'm calling on that. Were you happy with Luke's death? I'll ask you that.
I was
happy
okay
with
it.
How it ended?
I was expecting him to just become a Force.
I didn't ask if you were okay with it. I asked you if you liked it.
I have no quarrels with
Thank
it, really.
Thank you for not answering my question.
You're welcome. I'm a politician, this.
Did you like it? I was okay with it.
Did you like it? Gravy boats. Just going to politician this right now. Gravy boats.
What did you think, though, of his death?
It could have been a little bit more epic, I guess.
Impactful.
I mean, there was some impact to it, where it's like, okay, he's realized that, you know what? The best I can do is, if for anything else, is to become one with the Force. And that's what happened at the end. I mean, that was pretty epic, where it's like he was holding concentration and meditation for so long because earlier in the film we find out you blocked yourself off from the Force for who knows how long. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, you just jump kind of right back. You were able to come back in. Not just that, superimpose yourself as if you were actually there.
Yeah.
To enough where... You really fucked with Kylo's head.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he lightsaber slid into you, across you, turns around and goes, no!
Mm-hmm.
What? Because I was expecting, too, him to Force ghost right at that moment. Like, as soon as the lightsaber hit, just Force ghost, cloak on the floor.
Exactly.
That's what I was expecting.
Cloak on the floor like episode 4.
That's what I was expecting. But then
I didn't mean that to rhyme, but it did. Cloak on the floor like episode 4. But here's one That's thing I want to bring up.
Okay.
The one problem I have with Luke's death is this death should have been more impactful than Han's.
It should have. Maybe.
It should. Well, because of, like, yes, everyone loves Han Solo, but Luke's the main character. Like, without Luke, there's no Star Wars.
True.
Without Skywalker family, there's no Star
That's
Wars.
True.
That's what I'm saying. We're Han's death, impactful. I'm not saying it shouldn't have meant anything, but Luke dying should have shook me more, if not the same, as Han dying.
I feel like they would have, that maybe they should have found a way to make it more impactful of him releasing himself into the Force.
Mm-hmm.
Because I did like the little nod, or not the nod, but the little backhand of, I'll be around.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he had just Force Ghost as soon as Kylo came at him, we wouldn't have got the little.
And I'm not saying like change this, change that. I'm just saying the impactfulness of it should have shook me more than it was.
I think it should have, and it shouldn't have been the same impactfulness, the same exact mm-hmm. impactfulness of Han where Son puts lightsaber through Dad's chest.
Yeah.
It should have like been, oh.
But
like,
I should have felt the same emotion of like, oh my God, he's dead.
Yeah, he's gone.
Oh my God, Luke is dead. And maybe that's a part of it. Maybe the title alone takes some of that away.
Yeah.
By saying The Last Jedi, you're prepping me for, hey, Luke could die.
Yeah, that's true. They did.
That's one part of it where it's like, because we would talk about, oh, what does the title mean? What does this mean? What does that mean? And part of your mind might go, hey, The Last Jedi, Luke could die. So you're already prepping yourself.
Yeah, for that. Maybe that's why the impact wasn't there as much, because it's in the title that, mm-hmm. oh my God, The Last Jedi.
Or let's be completely honest, maybe J.J. Abrams just knows how to make it a little bit more impactful.
Maybe he does.
Than Rian Johnson does. But that goes back to the three main pillars
of your...
that I had wrong with it is the have a director. And that goes for one any director. Movie. Like, even with Justice League, like, I could hate how Zack Snyder was portraying the films.
Mm-hmm.
At least we had Man of Steel, BVS, and then up until what happened with Justice League. But for the most part, it was going to be Zack Snyder all the way throughout. Or look, it would be like if the Dark Knight trilogy,
mm-hmm.
they said, hey, Chris, you can have one and three. We're going to let someone else do two.
Yeah.
Like, and the thing is, that the second film in a trilogy, this is supposed to be the hero's fall.
Yeah.
Like, think of Empire Strikes Back. Luke gets his hand chopped off, finds out Vader's his father. He's all conflicted. Oh my God, I kissed my sister. That kind of stuff.
Gross.
But we kind of got that in this one, but I just think that having J.J. Abrams throughout would have made it a little bit more connected throughout. Before we get into show stealers and stuff, anything you think that we hadn't touched, we need to touch.
No, I think
I'm glad they did the Yoda everything. Puppet, by the way.
It's me too.
The Yoda puppet, not the Yoda CGI.
Yes, I'm so super happy that they came out with that one.
Well, Johnny, let's end the movie review for The Last Jedi like we always do, given our show stealer, which if you're new to a movie review, this is basically MVP, given our MVP for The Last Jedi. And I'm going to let you go first. I don't remember who went first last time. It's been forever since we did Justice League was our last movie review. Who is your show stealer or MVP for Star Wars The Last Jedi?
Sadly, he didn't get much time. We didn't get much background on him or Darth much Mald. Development.
Darth Maul.
Exactly. He got Darth Maul. I want to give it to Andy Serkis for Snoke. I loved Snoke in this.
I didn't even realize it was him until...
I didn't either.
Until the credits where I was like, Andy Serkis was in this? And
yeah.
Then I looked it up. Like, we were like...
He was Snoke?
Because at first I was like, oh, well, Del Toro or the Collector was the smuggler. And you're like, no, I think that was him. And then we saw Serkis and I was like, oh, was that Andy? That didn't look like Andy.
Yeah, because it was weird because I didn't see Del Toro's name. I caught Serkis's name like you pointed out.
Yeah.
And I didn't catch Del Toro's name.
And then I looked on IMDb and I'm like, holy shit, Andy Serkis was Snoke.
But Snoke was amazing.
Phenomenal.
He was so full of himself and I loved it.
To me, there was only one character that was better than Snoke.
And would
Mark
that be,
Hamill.
Yeah, I was going to say, Your MVP?
Like, Mark Hamill to me in this was, it's not his fault for, I'm going to say, almost the perfect way for Luke to go out.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say it's his fault because, like I said, the only reason I say that is the death could have been more impactful for Luke at the end. But Mark Hamill did a great job, especially when it came to the comedy over seriousness over really sold me. Like, this is, and of course you expect it out of Mark Hamill. He's a phenomenal actor for everything. But, like, yeah, It was Del Toro. He's there. He was DJ.
Yeah.
I had to look it up. But he, to me, was the main one at this because Ray, we kind of got a little bit of Ray, but she wasn't as good as Mark Hamill. Really, like, Finn, Poe, all of them, it was like, okay, you're just kind of there. Whereas with Mark Hamill, and I know people are going to say, Ricky, you're throwing shade on them. No, Mark Hamill, like, this was his movie.
Yes, it was.
This was, it's like, okay, Luke's going out. Take it, like, it's a Broadway setting. And it's like, okay, dude, this is your last show. Really belt it. Really belt this one. Make it your own. And that was him. This was his last go around. We'll probably get him in episode 9 as a Force ghost. But
yeah.
This was Luke's going home party.
Yeah.
Was basically what this was. But let's transition
now. Not to mention he also did another character, which I can't find a picture of.
He did.
Dabusuke.
Yeah, that's what he did. He did two characters. One was a voice. One was
Luke
Skywalker. Let's go into ratings.
Yes. And
I know what you said earlier at the beginning. We're not giving it out of porgs. I refuse to. Let's give it out of...
like messing with you, though.
You know... we can go lightsabers. We could go out of
Star Destroyers.
Could go out of Luke Hamill's. Luke Hamill's, not Mark Hamill. It's now Luke Hamill. Out of Mark Hamill's or Luke Skywalker's. Lightsabers.
Let's just do lightsabers. You said that twice.
Did I say
it
twice? Yeah. Let's give it out of 5 lightsabers. What are you giving this movie and why, Johnny?
I'm gonna give 4.5 because there's a little bit of problems with it.
I thought you were gonna give it a five. And the only reason why I thought you were gonna give it a 5 is I jokingly, when I came out of the theater, was like, "Well, it's really a 4 out of 5." There were things that were, and you looked at me and went, "Really, really, you're gonna give it a 4 out of 5?" That's the only reason why I thought you'd give it a 5 out of 5.
No, you are right. The Luke's death is not as impactful as it should be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know about Han impactful or how you're describing it. Maybe
it should have been the same or if more in my mind.
I'll agree that it wasn't as impactful, and maybe some stuff could have been altered a little bit, but not. I don't maybe agree to the extent you say, but yeah, there's some stuff that could have been altered a little bit.
It could have been the runtime to me is its biggest fault. Like it could have been 2 hours and could have been. And I'm not saying cut complete parts. I'm just saying this is what I'm saying.
Ricky likes to cut complete parts.
Well, no. This is just what I'm saying. You have 2 hours to get the same shit done. Make it work. Whether that's little snippets here, that's what I would have done. I would have had it be a 2-hour movie and maybe.
Well, my biggest thing on that, though, which probably brings it down, is because. No development on Snoke. I want to know who the fuck he was.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know who the hell he was.
And we didn't get that.
And I'm really mad that I don't get to know who he is.
Mine is very simple. I'm giving it the same rating you did, 4.5 out of 5. And the only reason why, like, mine is very simple. Yes, there were a ton of negatives. Part of me wanted to give it a 4 out of 5. But then I was like, and part of me wants to now, because originally I was like, you know what? Johnny's going to give it a 5. I'll get a 4.5 out of 5, but I'm going to stick at 4.5 out of 5. I'm not going to change on you guys, but my big reasoning came down to this. It was I walked out of Force Awakens shocked.
Mm-hmm.
Could not come, like, it took me a while to digest what I had saw. And this was before me and you started doing movie reviews, as the first one we did was Logan.
Yeah.
And I remember walking out of this one going, you know what? This one was good, but I felt Force Awakens was better.
Mm-hmm.
And because that one's a 5 for me, I can't justifiably put this one up there at a 5 as well. And that's the only reason why I went ahead and said, you know what? 4.5. However, now hearing yours, I kind of want to knock it down to a 4.
Nope, you're at 4.5.
But I won't. I'm going to keep it at a 4.5, although... with the little asterisks of could be a 4, doesn't matter. But I'm going to stick at 4.5. Before I wrap things up, anything you think that we did not mention that we need to?
No, I'd just say go see the movie. It's still Star Wars. It's still iconic. It's
especially
still a good
after,
movie.
If you got through everything Ricky bitched about,
yes,
still go and see the movie. But
yes.
This is where you guys come in. Let us know what you guys thought of Star Wars The Last Jedi. We talked about a lot of stuff. Let us know what you guys think, though. We want to continue that discussion. down below in the comment section. Also, housekeeping at the end of the podcast. Number one, if you like what we're doing here, you like the review, go check out patreon.com/mostvaluablepodcast. This is your chance to help support the channel and get some rewards for that. That's the great thing I like about Patreon. For $1, you can get an additional podcast from the MVP guys. For $2, you get the video of it. For $10, you actually get to be on a podcast, on a movie review, whatever you want to be on, whichever podcast you want to be on for the month. You're at that tier. You can get things from us while helping support us and help us grow this thing that is all growing each and every day, thanks to our wonderful fans and people who watch and digest our content. Number two, if you're on iTunes, have an iTunes, give us that 5-star rating. Then do the same for the Onside Kick, the Primetime Podcast, and the Fast Break. We'd really appreciate it. And last but not least, if you want yourselves an MVP t-shirt, like I said, I know I'm not wearing mine right now, but I always got to show you where that text would be. That is down below in the description, the steps on how to get yourselves an MVP t-shirt. I want to thank you guys for either watching or listening to our Star Wars The Last Jedi review. Make sure to let us know what you guys think down below in the comment section. And as always, may the Force be with you.
Thank you for listening to this MVP podcast. Follow us on Twitter @MostValuablePod for more great podcasts.